It's a real pleasure to have somebody in the studio here who perhaps you know, maybe you don't know. You'll get to know him this hour and also learn of at least two performance opportunities, one of which is tonight. Here is Slim Forsythe.
Thank you, Mr. Berger. Thank you, Larry. It's always great to be back on the Saturday Late Brigade. Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. The plain truth of the matter, friends, is that old Slim Forsythe's been on somewhat of a Merle Haggard kick recently. Been working a couple of his songs into the shows, including this one I'd like to start with today, entitled Sing Me Back Home. The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom, and I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before they reached my cell, let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home with a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning when a choir from off the streets came in and did a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singer, there's a song my mama sang, won't you sing it now before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear?
Slim Forsythe, it's good to see you again. You've been busy.
Real busy.
And that's a nice rendition of that song.
Thank you.
What's gotten you on the Merle Haggard kick, do you think?
Well, I was with that Erica May gal who works here at the Saturday Light Brigade,
mm-hmm.
up until recently, perhaps.
Oh, she's still here, Erica. She's still here part-time, although she's moving
right.
to West Virginia.
Yeah. She was on the bill along with a band called The Wheels, real nice young fellas, a couple other people at the Cadix Backwoods Blowout in Butler, Pennsylvania, and man, was that a lot of fun. That was right at the beginning of August. We wound up out there through a long, strange chain of events and had a wonderful time, and a fella got up and sang that song to the memory of the host who had passed away, and I liked it then, and plus I've also worked Mama Tried into the set, which I won't be performing today, but I love that song,
I've
too.
Always liked that song. In fact, I heard many covers of that song before I knew it was a Merle Haggard song.
Mm-hmm.
And then hearing him do it, it's always nice to hear the songwriter.
I used to love the Beagle Brothers do it, and now Molly Alphabet does Mama Tried, too. So, yeah, that's a great song.
So tonight, the Stillhouse Pickers CD release party.
Yes, sir.
Is tonight. Their release is called Uncorked. I just noticed The art on the CD is nice. There's some stars and a moon behind the Stillhouse Pickers letters. And that is at Needs Hotel tonight. I want to say, is it 7 tonight?
7 o'clock, and it's a free show. All my shows at Needs are free, and it'll start promptly at 7 o'clock. We've got a guest, a good buddy of mine, Donnie Clark's going to open up the show for about a half hour. And then we're going to take the stage with the Slim Set, which is me, backed up by the Stillhouse Pickers.
Oh, nice.
We do a little bit of bluegrass and a lot of classic country western, mountain gospel, and a few of my originals. Then the Stillhouse Pickers, the headliners for the evening, will take the stage and play a good long set in their own right. And these are real good friends of mine. I've done a lot of shows with them. This is their maiden voyage, the first full-length album they've put out. A lot of beautiful stuff on it.
Yeah, it's a nice-looking CD. Some instrumentals as well as some songs with local references should be nice.
A lot of local flavor in there, yeah. So that's tonight at Needs Hotel, which is on the corner of Butler Street and 55th in Lawrenceville. The Stillhouse Pickers CD release party. Come on down. It's going to be a blast. And the weather is going to be absolutely fabulous. It's the last regularly scheduled outdoor amphitheater show of the season.
I was going to say, it's the last show there on a Saturday in September 2013.
You're right. I can't argue with that. Well, how about another song? Larry, believe it or not, Old Slim has written a song for Groundhog's Day, and I'd like to perform it for you now. In fact, I am scheduled to play this song, Groundhog Eve, in Punxsutawney. That's a long story that I can tell you someday when you got the time, but I'm going to do it, and might even play it Groundhog Day morning. Now, this year, Groundhog Day is a Sunday, which means Groundhog Eve is a Saturday, so that place is going to be insane up there. I'm going to be right in the middle of it. There's even talk of taking a tour bus from Needs Hotel up to Punxsutawney to join in the fun. So I'd like to do this original composition for you now, entitled The Ballad of Punxsutawney Phil.
Who ventures forth to light our path in winter's darkest hour? Who fills the weary heart with hope that spring again shall flower? And who is the heat's glad harbinger mid February's chill? Pennsylvania's furry friend, little Punxsutawney Phil. Of all the wonders of the Keystone State, immortalized in rhyme, that prognosticating groundhog from Gobbler's Knob is hailed in every clime. I couldn't resist, Larry. No peril of storm, no terror of night shall keep bold Phil waylaid. He springs up on the second morn to seek his famous shade. Who ventures forth to light our path in winter's darkest hour? Who fills the weary heart with hope that spring again shall flower? And who is the heat's glad harbinger mid February's chill? Pennsylvania's furry friend, little Punxsutawney Phil. Yeah, Pennsylvania's furry friend, little Punxsutawney Phil.
Now, a couple thoughts about that song. And by the way, I've just posted a link to Slim's Facebook page and tweeted that as well. So you can get a picture of him and also get in touch with him if you happen to get the feed to our page. Couple thoughts about that song. First of all, I can picture elementary school children all over Pennsylvania learning that song You know, it's much more positive than, say, Go Tell Aunt Rhody the Old Gray Goose is Dead, or some of the songs I can remember having to learn.
That song could be my ticket to big time.
There you go. It could be. You could be staying at Needs Resort eventually, or playing at Needs Resort.
In Punxsutawney.
Yeah. The other thought that comes to mind is I know, having done this for a long time, sitting on the radio, that, in fact, another one just came in this week. I probably have 20 versions of "The Old Guy's Sitting on a Log," Groundhog, you know, and they end up killing the groundhog. That's an old traditional song called Groundhog. There aren't too many positive, uplifting, happy groundhog songs. Usually the groundhog is not the celebrated of the songs. So.
I agree. In fact, my cowboy sweetheart was the one who suggested that I write a song.
Yes, Cowgirl Jill is here.
Cowgirl Jill. Is that Patsy Patsy?
Oh, Patsy
cowboy
Patsy.
Cowboy sweetheart.
Yes. Yeah.
She called me up one day and said, you know, there's some kind of a thing, a contest, and they're talking about songs for animals. Nobody has written a song for Groundhog's Day. And a few weeks later, I wrote this one.
Yeah,
and I can just see him when I'm singing it. I can see him in my mind's eye just scurrying along, you know?
Absolutely.
In the dead of night, bold Phil.
Yeah. You just reminded me. This is apropos of nothing. But Ricky and I came within about a foot of hitting two deer on our way in here this morning.
Oh, they're all over
and,
the place.
Oh, my goodness. So be careful if you're driving. I'm sorry to mention that so late, but it was very close to where we live, which is a pretty urban, you know, area, relatively speaking. And I'm glad I had a couple cups of coffee before I was driving. So be careful out there.
Yes, sir. They're all over the place, that's for sure. Especially where we grew up, way up on that old northern tier. When deer season hits up there, the populations of a lot of those little towns double and triple.
If you're listening in Clarion or
That's
Grove
right, Clarion.
City on WSAJ or WCUC up around that area, you're going to hear some familiar settings in this song.
That's right. I'd like to do an original composition entitled Way Up on That Old Northern Tier. I was born here in Pittsburgh in 1956. We've talked many times, Larry, you and I, and some of the listeners. My dad, Frank Forsyth, was a big band singer, a jazz crooner in nightclubs, and also on radio and TV in Pittsburgh's post-war era, late 40s, early 1950s. But that all ended shortly after I was born. We moved away, and I grew up in the little northern tier town of Bradford, Pennsylvania. The high-grade oil metropolis of the world, icebox of the nation, and birthplace of the Zippo windproof lighter. Matter of fact, my first job out of high school in 1973 was making Zippo lighters down there at the Barber Street plant. I was 17 years old, and we went up just this past August, and I performed at my 40-year class reunion. Did this song and a few other ones. Well, I wrote a song about all those things, and I guess like a lot of things up in that neck of the woods, it ends just like it begins, and it begins just like this. Way up on that old northern tier, a well 50 years and a million miles from here, my dear, in Bradford, Pennsylvania, and from around here, I grew up on that old northern tier. When the leaves turn in September, well, August, it's such a pretty sight, flaming red and gold against the sky. And then the snow comes off of Lake Erie, and it paints the whole land white. And it might be off the ground by mid-July, if you're lucky, Bucky, way up on that old northern tier, northern tier. Well, 50 years and a million miles from here, my dear, in Bradford, Pennsylvania, and from around here. I grew up on that old northern tier. Up there in Bradford, they're still making Zippo lighters every day.
And if one of them dang things break, they fix it free. Yes, sirree. My high school sweetheart still works there. Rita was her name. She never got around to fixing me. No, sirree. Way up on that old northern tier, northern tier. Well, 50 years and a million miles from here, my dear, in Bradford, Pennsylvania. And from around here, I grew up on that old northern tier. Tell them all about it. In the village of James City, on a cold and frosty morn, in the room above the general store, that's where my dad was born in 1927, the year of Lindbergh's flight. That's one more baby crying in the night. And now all my kinfolk up and left James City years ago, but the cafe's open if you got the time. 7 miles south of Kane, top of that horseshoe curve, just across the Elk County line. Hot damn Sam, way up on that old northern tier, northern tier. Well, 50 years and a million miles from here, my dear, in Bradford, Pennsylvania. And from around here, I grew up on that old northern tier, up where the air is fresh and clean, in the county of McKean, way up on that old northern tier.
Slim Forsyth at the Saturday Light Brigade. You should have heard a lot of local lore in that song. And I know Patsy Patsy's here. In fact, she is very close to you right now, both literally and figuratively. And
we both grew up in Bradford, Pennsylvania.
Was Rita still working at the Zippo plant?
Well, it's funny. I often end that song with a remark in that regard. And I say that the last I heard of Rita is she is now dating the president of Zippo. And all I got to say is, go Rita.
Wow. A hot date at Zippo. she's in like Flint.
keep them coming. Come on. You're just getting started.
You know, when I went to Bradford, I spent about a week or so in Bradford. And the first thing... Bim Colligan, I remember Bim's name.
I knew him. He lived down the street from me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, his daughter Karen and Jimmy and, yeah.
That's amazing. Well, Bim was a colorful character, real estate
guy. His brother, Jack, was my next door neighbor.
That's incredible. Well, Bim gave me a Zippo lighter immediately, and that was, you know, he was being gracious and welcoming me, and
that's like the key to the city, man.
Yeah,
Zippo lighter in Bradford.
It really made me feel
maybe
great.
A quart of Kendall oil would be the next thing.
Slim can be heard tonight along with the Stillhouse Pickers. They're going to be at Needs Hotel at 7 o'clock for the Stillhouse Pickers Uncorked CD release party. Should be a good show, and it's free. And a week from tonight, and we've linked to the website for this, Pittsburgh Cares is an organization that, for one, helps to make, if you will, modern volunteering possible. People who can't have necessarily a sustained ongoing relationship with one particular nonprofit because of the way schedules are, they're able to match volunteers with nonprofits, which is extremely important. They also do a lot of advocacy work for kids and for others who need the support they give. And they have a benefit called Twang-a-thon, which is October 4th. And Slim, you'll be playing at that too, right?
Yes, I will. You may recall, Larry, the last time we were in the studio, I was here with my wondrous band, Slim Forsyth and his new Payday Loaners, promoting the Hank Williams tribute at the Lawrenceville Moose. And that was also a benefit for Pittsburgh Cares. That was such a success last year that they've decided to do it again this year. And we're calling it Twang-a-thon, so it's not just a Hank tribute, but all sorts of traditional music, roots music, bluegrass, country, western, and so forth. will be played. And on the bill this year, again, me with the Payday Loaners, the Mavens, my favorite country swing dance.
By the way, it's
band.
Not the Payday Loaners. It's your his, Payday
his
Loaners.
Payday or loaners. His. Slim Forsyth and his
Payday
new,
Loaners. New his payday new loaners. Payday Loaners.
Just kind of like the new Christy Minstrels.
Right.
The new Payday Loaners.
I just want to be careful about that because there might be other Payday Loaners out there.
Right. The old the old Payday Loaners are probably out there somewhere.
It's kind of like, you know, it was Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Sometimes it's Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. Got to get this right.
Well,
so.
I did a little work in trademark law back in there somewhere, and I know exactly what you're talking about, and I appreciate the caution. Now, where the heck
Molly Alphabet will be there. And
Molly
her
Alphabet.
Country
and
string
her
band.
Her country string band.
Her.
And the Stillhouse Pickers.
The aforementioned Stillhouse Pickers.
The aforementioned, who will be joining me tonight at Needs Hotel and this Friday at Twangathon at the Lawrenceville Moose. And that's going to be a blast. Now, that's $10 in advance, $15 at the door. There are VIP packages and table sponsorships available. People can purchase online by just going to the Pittsburgh Cares website.
Right, and we've linked right to that. And this is a good benefit for a great organization, and it should be a lot of fun. I think, I don't want to presuppose anything, but you've got a good old song coming up, I think.
Well, I would like now to do a song by Slim Bryant. And Larry, the Saturday Light Brigade is a huge part of this whole story because, as I've said many times, my name is Slim this time around because of the stories my father, Frank Forsyth, told me about Slim Bryant and his Wildcats, who was a great Pittsburgh-based country western artist on radio and television all through the 40s and 50s and even into the 60s, I think, in Pittsburgh, KDKA TV and radio. And I met Slim Bryant. He recorded this song in 1932, and he co-wrote it with the father of country music, the singing brakeman himself, Jimmy Rogers. 1 year later, Jimmy Rogers was dead, succumbed to tuberculosis in 33. Slim Bryant went on to live, I think, into 2009 or 2010. He was 101 when he died. I met him about a month after his 100th birthday. And the guy was signing CDs at a bookstore in Mount Lebanon. That's how active he still was. And it was a tremendous day for me. I told him a little bit about my dad and so forth, because my dad was also on Duquesne Showtime, a weekly TV variety show from that era, 51, 52. And Slim Bryant and his Wildcats were frequently the featured country western star. Well, anyway, I just had to learn this song, and I love it. And it's been covered by countless recording artists, and here is my version of Mother, Queen of My Heart. I had a home down in Texas, out where the blue bonnet grew. I had the kindest old mother. How happy we were, just we two. Till one day the angels called her. That debt we all have to pay. She called me close to her bedside. These last few words to say. Son, don't start drinking and gambling. Promise you'll always go straight. 10 years have passed since that parting. The promise I broke, I must state. For I started in gambling for pastime. And soon I was just like them all. I bet my clothes and my money, never dreaming I'd ever fall. One night I bet all my money,
Nothing was left to be seen. All that I needed to break them was one card, and that was the queen. The cards were dealt all round the table. Each man took his card on the draw. I drew the one that would beat them. I turned it, and here's what I saw. I saw my mother's picture, and somehow she seemed to say, "Son, you've broken your promise." So I tossed those cards away. My winnings I gave to a newsboy. I knew I was wrong from the start, and I'll never forget that promise to Mother, the queen of my heart. Hi-dee, oodle-lady, oodle-lady, oodle-lady. Hi-dee, oodle-lady, oodle-lady.
That is Slim Forsythe with a great version of that song. I've heard that song by a lot of people, and one of the nice things is the clarity of the lyric. As you're singing it, you really just get to hear the whole story in a nice way. And I didn't realize Jimmy Rogers passed so soon after that song was written, or if I did know, I forgot.
You know, I talked to Slim Bryant about that right from the horse's mouth. He said they were all set to tour England, and they were going to do concert halls and other, you know, nice places like that. And he said Jimmy Rogers' doctor put the kibosh on the whole thing because he was in no shape to travel.
Yeah, and Slim just terrifically, Slim Bryant was as lucid and just intact mentally and physically, too, for that matter, right up until he passed away, and just had so much to tell and to share, and was still giving guitar lessons.
Yeah, right up into the 90s. And I want to say this. I met him through the Saturday Light Brigade. I was listening to your show.
Oh, yeah.
The day he turned 100.
Yeah, we had him on the air
December
that day.
December 7th, 2008, and I called him up the next night. He picked right up. I mean, my cowboy sweetheart finally got me the courage, and I called him up. He picked right up. I had a wonderful phone conversation with him. And then, like I said, about a month later, I was again listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. You were interviewing him that day. He was signing CDs in Mount Lebanon. And I said, gosh, here's my chance. We hopped in the car, and I drove out and met him.
Yeah, he lived in Dormont, and just a beautiful man, a really interesting guy. And he really, he taught a lot of musicians, giving them lessons.
Hey, there's one thing I want to mention before I forget, Larry. You know, I am Pittsburgh singing school bus driving cowboy.
Yes.
And the people that were on before me here, the violin players, they mentioned they have a satellite in the Waldorf School.
Yes.
In Bloomfield Friendship. Well, I drive for the Waldorf School now. And a day or two ago in the bus, I said, does anybody, I had a full busload of kids, and I said, does anybody ever listen to a show called the Saturday Light Brigade? And several of the kids were familiar with it. And the one boy right up front said, yeah, I've played that show. That's a fourth grader. So here I was going to be, the big star. I listened to me on the radio. He said, oh, yeah, I played that show with Cello Fury Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He came in and he was telling me all about it. I just think what you do with kids, not only every Saturday morning, but all through the week, is just wonderful. So I wanted to make sure I said that.
Thanks.
Story.
I appreciate that story. They were great. And our kids today were great, too.
Oh, yeah. It's exciting that people in Phoenix are listening to me right now.
Yeah.
How about that?
You know, Kaja, who is their general manager and acting program director, they're great folks and doing really progressive things with Radio Phoenix, and we're happy to bring you a little Pittsburgh out in Phoenix, and who knows, maybe one of these days we'll stop out to say hello.
That'd be fabulous, man. Well, while I got the gumption here, let me do this one. Let me do one more quiet one before I pick up the pick again for a couple more. This is something I've been wanting to do on your show for a long time, and it just never quite was right, but I feel real at home now. I feel almost like I'm sitting in my living room in front of my fireplace, except I don't have a living room nor a fireplace that needs hotel, but you get the idea. And we've been talking a little bit about my dad. I'd like to send this song out to him. He left this world on the longest night of the year, December 21st, 2001. But he was a huge influence on me, and I feel that he's still with me when I perform. Got a chance to perform with him a couple of times on stage when he was still with us. This is a song that he taught me. I learned it on the piano first, and have a little guitar arrangement that I'd like to do for you now. We can talk a little bit more about the song. Let me get it out of the can here first. This is Stardust. And now the purple mist of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, little stars shine, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Life is but the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. The stars are bright. You are in my arms, the nightingale sang his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart you always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Beside a garden wall, the stars are bright. You are in my arms, a nightingale sang his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart you always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
That's a nice rendition. That's not an easy song to perform because you're kind of totally exposed as you do it.
One man and the guitar.
Yeah.
That's why I force myself. When I get an opportunity to do a show like this, yeah. The first thought in my head is I'd love to bring a band along with me to show you what I can do with seven or eight people in the room. You know?
And you've done that before.
And I've done that, but there's really... With an opportunity like this, I do things that I rarely do or would never do, and it stretches me, and I'm glad I got that one.
No, you did. We were talking.
That's for Dad.
We were talking last week. We had the Saturday Giant is the name he goes by, and he does looping. He's a great singer and a great guitar player, but he does looping effects and builds compositions live on the air. And there were some technical issues with his setup, and we finally got him on. I'm coming around, I swear. We finally got him on. No, but the point after we talked, I said, we take risks here. And it's important to take risks in life. I said, it's okay. You know, things were very complicated. We eventually got him on. We got a couple songs on, and he did a great job. You know, you don't ever experience great, wondrous things unless you take some risks.
Well, that was a risk. But, Larry, yeah? With you as my co-pilot, it was definitely a risk worth taking.
And that's, I'm it's Johnny Mercer, right? I'm trying to remember. Oh, no, Hoagy Carmichael. What am I saying? It's Hoagy Carmichael.
Words by Mitchell Parrish.
Yeah.
Melody by Howard Hoagland.
Hoagy Carmichael. Yeah.
It was first recorded the year my dad was born, 27.
Wow.
By the Emil Seidel Orchestra with Carmichael on piano. Lyrics were added later.
Yeah, as soon as Johnny Mercer came out of my mouth, I realized I meant Hoagy Carmichael. It's a great song. And I love that you did the often overlooked introduction to it, too.
There's a story about that, which I heard Mel Torme tell the story. The guy who brought that intro back was Nat King Cole. And a lot of people have done, you know, Artie Shaw has a signature version, but my favorite rendition of Stardust was Nat King Cole. I saw an old CinemaScope of him doing that. The cigarette smoke is wafting up in front of him, and he's just standing there and singing Stardust. And Mel Torme said that intro, which I love now, the purple mist of was going out of fashion until Nat King Cole recorded the song with the dreamy violins in the background, like Nature Boy, you know. And that did a lot to keep it in, and I'm glad because I like doing it with that intro. A lot of chords in that thing. That's a little bit, a few more chords than country.
Slim is going to be playing tonight at Needs Hotel at 7 o'clock as part of the Stillhouse Pickers CD release party. Their CD is called Uncorked, and that's tonight. Admission is free, and it's in Lawrenceville. Needs Hotel is. What's the address for Needs?
5438. It's right on the corner of Butler Street and 55th. In fact, 55th Street was recently renamed Need Way.
That's nice.
But they still have the old 55th Street sign up, just in case. Well, 55th and Butler.
That's your safety net
in
case you get lost. And then this coming Friday night in... So there's tonight, and then this coming Friday, there's the Twangathon, Pittsburgh Cares Benefit Concert, which will feature Slim and that aforementioned band, his new Payday Loaners, along with the Mavens featuring Rick Malice, Molly Alphabet and her country string band, and the aforementioned Stillhouse Pickers all playing.
That word just rolls off your tongue. Not everybody can do an aforementioned.
Oh, I thought you meant Stillhouse.
No. speaking of that, I like to say there's only one thing I enjoy more than performing live with the Stillhouse Pickers, and that's rehearsing with them in the Stillhouse. Those guys do it right. I'm looking forward to seeing them again soon.
Which should be a good show. Now, Are either of these shows all ages, I should ask? Probably not.
Needs Hotel is a restaurant, and it's family-friendly. All my shows at Needs Hotel are family-friendly. You can bring your kids, the whole family, as long as minors are in the custody, you know, accompanied by an adult. Yeah. They're guardians.
And the Twangathon probably...
That is 21 and over.
You know,
good
I was,
point. Thanks for mentioning that.
I was having a Coca-Cola over at the Penn Brewery last week. I go there to get a Coke every now and then. And there were more children in the Penn Brewery than... There must have been at least a dozen under 3-year-olds, including a man at the place where they dispense the Coca-Colas with this little... girl who had to be like 6 months, throwing her up and catching her and playing with her. And it's, you know, we have so many family-friendly places here where, you know, it's okay to just enjoy yourself, you know, in a nice environment with something for everybody. And it was just a fun thing. I'm glad tonight's show is going to be that way.
Yeah, bring the whole crew, the whole clan. Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies.
Yeah. Slim Forsyth, we got time, I think, for a couple more.
Great. I'd like to give it a shot. Let me do one now. We were talking about Jonathan Robison earlier today. And
this
I want
to... Yeah, off air, just to mention, I'm sorry, Slim, John Robison, a great activist and advocate for people who need... such people, an attorney, a politician, just a great guy. And we were talking about him off air.
Right. He called me yesterday, and he's going to be passing out flyers about tonight's show at an event he's going to earlier today. And I've known John for 30 years now, and he's a fan, comes to some shows. But I saw him at a Gillian Welch concert. That's why he popped into my head, because... I met Gillian Welch and David Rollins back in 2003. They were over at the Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland, did a beautiful show, and I had a nice conversation with them. I love their stuff. I do 4 or 5 of her songs with full bands. This is one of hers that I love to perform solo. It's called Red Clay Halo. Now the girls all dance with the boys from the city. They don't care to dance with me. Now it ain't my fault if the fields are muddy and the red clay hangs over me. Well, it's under my nails and it's under my car and it clings to my Sunday clothes. I do my best with soap and water, but the damn dirt just won't go. But when I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? Well, it's mud in the spring and it's dust in the summer, and it blows in a crimson tide, till the trees and the rocks and the cows are the color of the dirt from the mountainside. But when I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? Now Jordan's banks are steep and ruddy, and her streaming water's wide. I have no boat, so I'll be good and muddy when I get to the other side. But when I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? But when I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead?
or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head. I take a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head.
Slim Forsythe, we get every note, every last note. And, you know, the beautiful part of all of these songs is they're going up, you know, out the radio antennas all over the place, yeah, to the heavens.
And through the wonders of cyberspace technology.
Right, and out there. But
to all the Forsythes, hi out there, everybody.
Someday, somebody's going to know how to download all that stuff up there that's been, you know, uploaded to the heavens over all the years. We'll maybe get to hear all those Slim Bryant performances, wow, that, you know, were never recorded. I actually think about that sometimes. We were talking about taking risks before. One of the neat things about radio, even though, you know, we record the programs that occur sometimes, but it's very nice that it's sort of all, you know, it happens once. For the most part, it happens once and then it's gone. And you get to experience it. Happens once that exact way, at least. And Slim, I really appreciate your being here. And Patsy, thank you for being here, as always. Slim's cowboy sweetheart.
She's dragged me kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
Oh, you're kidding now.
Taught me all this stuff, all this cyber promotion stuff, got me signed
up. You bypassed the 20th?
Well, I made it out of the 20th alive, which is a lot more than some people can say.
There was concern that you were not Y2K compliant, I remember, that Slim, you know.
Now that I'm here, I'm kind of getting used to the thing.
Yeah, it's not bad here in the 21st century. You can go to Slim's Facebook page, which we link to, and it's S-L-I-M, Forsythe is like, I think it's just like Forsythia, except put a E where the I-A is. I think that's right.
Well, the Forsythia was named after a forebear of mine in Scotland.
Is that true?
Yes.
I could see that. Yeah.
Because he was out of money.
I'll tell you, before
just
you play...
Just trying to get that low string right. Don't interrupt you.
No, you're not at all. It just occurred to me. I'm going to have you play us out here. I want to remind you that if you are out and about today, you can see Sarah Siplak of our staff out at Contemporary Craft, the Enough Violence Artists Speak Out exhibit, opened last night, and today is its first official day. She'll be recording artists and community members, maybe you. Thanks to Heather Mediate of Girls Coalition of Southwestern Pennsylvania, Vox Lumina, talking about today's Parade of All Beings at the Allegheny Green and Innovation Festival. The Mortimer family for their music, John Philip Yonan and Jamar, and Cheryl Jones from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Most of all, thanks to you for being here along with us. And we're going to let Slim take us out with some sort of song as we, again, appreciate your being here for the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thanks again, Larry. It's always a pleasure to be in the studio with you. I'd like to do an archetypal dying child song now, a 19th century Victorian parlor ballad that found its way into the bluegrass and traditional music repertoire of our time through artists like Bill Monroe and many others. Just love this thing. I don't know why, but here's my version of Put My Little Shoes Away. Now come bathe my forehead, mother, for I'm growing very weak. Let one drop of water, mother, fall upon my burning cheek. Tell my loving little playmates that I never more shall play. Give them all my toys, but mother, put my little shoes away. You will do this for me, mother.
put my little shoes away. Gave them all my toys, but mother put my little shoes away. Soon the baby will be older, then they'll fit his tiny feet. Won't he look so handsome, mother, walking up and down the street? Santa Claus, he brought them to me with a lot of other things, but I won't need them now in heaven, carried on the angel's wings. You will do this for me, mother. Put my little shoes away. Give them all my toys, but mother, put my little shoes away. Put my little shoes away.